You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Flipkart is all set to shut down the operations of eBay India on the 14th of August, that is tomorrow, marking an end to the strategic partnership that began in August last year. Flipkart will now launch a new platform to sell refurbished goods in an attempt to tap into the market of pre-owned goods, which, as of now, is largely unorganized. And that is our story of the day, the end of the day for eBay India, right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh, and this is the legacy of eBay India.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
The end of the day for eBay India for now.
A Money Control exclusive.
The transition page of eBay India states that the platform will stop accepting new orders from the 14th of August 2018. Moreover, purchases worth less than 250 rupees and more than 8,000 rupees will not be permitted on eBay.in. Customers will not be able to use their pre-existing eBay account to make purchases on Flipkart and will have to register as a new user for the same. It also went on to state that all purchases made or returns furnished up to the 14th of August will be protected by eBay guarantee. Also, the purchase history of every user will be available on MyPaisaPay and My eBay. Late last month, Flipkart CEO Kalyan Krishnamurthy, in an email to his employees, stated that the company will launch a new platform for refurbished goods immediately succeeding the termination of all customer transactions on eBay.in. He went on to write, and I quote, "Based on our learning at eBay.in, we have built a brand new value platform launching with refurbished goods, a large market which is predominantly unorganized. As part of this launch, we will be stopping all customer transactions on eBay.in on the 14th of August 2018 and transitioning to the new platform," unquote. He added that the key barriers to refurbished goods, which is trust and convenience, can be solved at scale with Flipkart's customer base and F1 Info Solutions and Services. F1 Info Solutions and Services is a company with a network of repair centers which was bought over by Flipkart last year. In that email, he went on to say, and I quote, "We will keep evolving and bringing newer formats, categories and features which cater to the needs of our value-conscious middle-class India. The new platform has a different value proposition compared to Flipkart and will cater to a different target audience. We are committed to investing in this independent brand," Krishnamurthy went on to say. He also added that all eBay.in sellers and customers will be migrated to the new platform. The Flipkart eBay India merger was announced in August last year when the Indian e-commerce giant had raised $1.4 billion from global technology majors such as eBay, Microsoft, and Tencent. As part of that deal, eBay invested $500 million for an equity stake in Flipkart and handed over all operations of eBay India to Flipkart. Let's take a quick look at what happened in the past year or so since eBay joined hands with Flipkart last year. eBay announced the end of the strategic partnership in May this year, stating that it will relaunch eBay India with a differentiated offering to focus on cross-border trade. eBay had said in a statement, and I quote, "Following the close of the transaction, we also will be ending our current strategic relationship with Flipkart, which includes unwinding our commercial agreements with Flipkart and terminating Flipkart's license to use the eBay.in brand," unquote. eBay entered the Indian market in 2004. It began its operations in India through the acquisition of News Corp-backed Bazi.com. eBay picked up a stake in Delhi-based online retailer Snapdeal in 2013 and eventually wrote down a $61 million investment in the e-tailer in February of this year. eBay had forayed into India, like I said, in 2004 and commenced operations through Bazi.com. Last year, Flipkart bought eBay's India operations as part of a fundraising round where eBay invested roughly $500 million, apart from $220 million worth of shares it bought by selling the India business to Flipkart. The deal included an agreement for cross-border trade, leveraging opportunities to make eBay's global inventory accessible to more Indian consumers. It also provided an opportunity for eBay's active buyers globally to have access to the Indian inventory provided by Flipkart. Following this, eBay India was named Mintkart. However, after Walmart bought a 77% stake in Flipkart, eBay cut ties with Flipkart. This severing of ties also resulted in the unwinding of its commercial agreements with Flipkart and terminating Flipkart's license to use the eBay.in brand. In a statement, eBay had said earlier that it intends to sell its holding in Flipkart, which will represent gross proceeds of approximately $1.1 billion. At the time, it had said that it will soon relaunch eBay India with a differentiated offer to focus initially on the cross-border trade opportunity. With this latest development, Flipkart will stop all customer transactions on eBay.in as of the 14th of August and then transition to the new platform. What was eBay's India legacy, or, well, lack thereof? When eBay entered in 2004, the landscape was a lot different from what it is today. The laws around shopping on the internet were barely clear. The then CEO of Bazi.com, Avnish Bajaj, was arrested over the listing of pornographic content on the website by a user. The nebulous idea of being able to click a button on your computer and have that item appear at your doorstep was slowly morphing into the shape it has acquired today. eBay would have thought it a ripe time to enter the market, but failed to capitalize on this early bird advantage, ceding dominance eventually to Flipkart and Amazon India. Flipkart, which eventually grew into the juggernaut it is today, bought eBay's India operations. Sanjay Anandram, who is a venture capitalist and startup mentor, spoke to Business Standard, and I quote, "eBay came to India after they acquired Bazi 14 years back, and after that, a lot of the initial time was lost in trying to find a space for themselves. I'm not sure they were clear or committed to the opportunity in India, as this country had its own challenges. Regulation, technology adoption, access, etc." Unquote. India was perhaps never very high on eBay's list of markets to dominate. It's evident in the money raised by eBay during its decade-long turn in comparison to the efforts of Amazon India and Flipkart. Flipkart has so far raised $10 billion. Amazon, in its 5 years of existence in India, has invested upwards of $5 billion. Speaking to Recode last year, eBay CEO Devin Wenig had emphasized that investments in India's e-commerce space were not rational, and hence the decision to back off the India unit to Flipkart. He had said, and I quote, "The market has been overheated, not rational, and probably overinvested in too many companies. It's been a very unhealthy e-commerce dynamic for a few years. The conclusion was it was going to have to consolidate, that fewer parties were probably a good thing for the market." Unquote. He may not be entirely off the mark. Flipkart, its massive fundraising notwithstanding, remains a loss-making company. The e-commerce space in India, while appearing ripe for the plucking from the outside, is still a fairly hard nut to crack. To even those companies determined to dominate, it has been a tough ride, while eBay simply chose not even to truly compete in India. The latest development also, of course, comes in the wake of eBay's global business faltering. While the India business may not have paid great dividends to the company, Alnoor Peer Mohammed and Romita Mojumdar, reporting for Business Standard, contend that despite having a development center here in India, eBay failed to utilize India's tech prowess either, something that other global commerce giants like Amazon, Walmart, and Target have so successfully utilized.
Editor's pick of the day.
The end of the day for eBay India for now.
A Money Control exclusive.
eBay is now planning a second stint in India, and it's going to focus on cross-border retail, which, by the way, remains still a tiny percentage of the overall e-commerce transactions that occur in India. And even as it gears up for this return, for this specific aspect of cross-border retail, there are already other big players like Alibaba and Amazon making efforts to help Indian consumers be able to shop from overseas retailers. So the question remains, will eBay's India return be successful? While speaking on a call with investors while announcing the company's second quarter results this month, Wenig had said, and I quote, "The anticipation is that we will come back into the Indian market both through an import and an export strategy. We will start with export, meaning Indian sellers selling on other marketplace platforms around the world. That was something that we turned over to Flipkart. We are going to get that back upon the closing of the transaction." Unquote. Will eBay's bid to win over India the second time around be a success? One would think there is a need to return to the drawing board and figure out where it is that despite the early bird advantage that eBay had, they did not quite make use of it. Time is running out as big names from foreign shores eye the challenge and wealth that Indian e-commerce promises. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.